You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. And now for the news for the week of February 4th, 2024. Switzerland is gearing up for another round of national referendums slated for March 3rd, 2024. These referendums follow the whirlwind of the federal elections in October and the federal council vote in December, marking the citizens' next opportunity to voice their opinions on key issues shaping the nation's future. The two ballot referendum items are the Pension Age Initiative and the Initiative for a 13th AHV Pension. Both referendums stem from federal popular initiatives, a testament to the public's engagement in shaping legislative decisions. Now let's delve into the details of each proposal. First, the initiative for a 13th AHV pension. What's at stake? Voters will decide on the initiative for a 13th AHV pension, fondly dubbed the For a Better Life in Old Age initiative. This proposal advocates for an additional month of pension payment under the old age and survivors insurance, akin to the year-end bonuses prevalent in certain employment contracts. The 13th pension month aims to address the growing financial strain on retirees amidst rising living costs. However, concerns loom over the scheme's annual cost of 4.1 billion francs, leaving financing details for the government to tackle. Proponents for this initiative, including the Social Democratic, Green, and Alternative Left parties, argue for the necessity of enhancing pension schemes given the evolving economic landscape. Conversely, opponents, comprising various middle and right-wing political factions and the Federal Council, caution against jeopardizing the long-term sustainability of the pension system. The other initiative on the ballot is the Pension Initiative. Building on previous reforms, the Pension Initiative aims to raise the retirement age for all citizens from 65 to 66 by 2033. Tethered to Swiss life expectancy, this strategic move anticipates future demographic shifts and seeks to shore up the pension system's resilience. Back in December of 2022, the Federal Council agreed on the timeline for the implementation of the pension scheme reform that was approved by voters in September of that year. This included raising the retirement age for women to age 65 from 64. This was to be done in four stages, starting with women born in 1961. By 2028, the retirement age was to be 65 for everyone. Now, with this new referendum on the ballot, there is a chance that the retirement age for both men and women will be raised to 66. Parties in favor of this initiative, such as the Young FDP, underscore the urgency of adapting retirement policies to demographic realities. They argue that pegging retirement age to life expectancy could yield substantial fiscal savings and ensure equitable provisions across generations. Conversely, critics, including the Federal Council and some members of Parliament, caution against the rigidity of automatic age adjustments. They highlight potential drawbacks, such as overlooking economic fluctuations and sidelining nuanced policy discussions in favor of a one-size-fits-all approach. Following this March 3rd referendum deadline, Swiss citizens can anticipate another round of national votes on May 18, 2024. As Switzerland embarks on this democratic exercise, citizens hold the reins in shaping pivotal decisions that will shape the nation's social and economic landscape for years to come. According to an article from Le Matin, Gennady Gatilov, Russia's chargé de mission to the UN, has followed in the footsteps of Sergei Lavrov, Russia's UN ambassador, by rebuffing Switzerland's role as a mediator. Ignacio Cassi, the head of the Swiss Federal Department of Foreign Affairs, arrived in Beijing on Tuesday as part of his diplomatic mission, aiming to discuss plans for a peace summit in Ukraine with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. Cassi's trip, which also included visits to New Delhi and Seoul, is centered around the objective of fostering dialogue and peace talks. However, in China, it's anticipated that Cassi's proposal will be received politely, but without much optimism for Chinese participation, especially considering Russia's decision to boycott the summit, as announced by Sergei Lavrov on January 25th. Gennady Gatilov reiterated this stance in an interview with Le Temps, affirming Russia's opposition to Switzerland's mediation efforts. Gatilov criticized Switzerland's neutrality, arguing that its application of European sanctions compromises its impartiality. He emphasized that while UN sanctions are deemed legitimate, European sanctions, which Switzerland enforces, are considered unilateral and illegal by Russia. Gatilov expressed Russia's discontent with Switzerland's role in organizing peace negotiations, citing its alignment with European sanctions as a factor undermining its neutrality. Regarding Switzerland's representation of Russian interests in Georgia, Gatilov acknowledged the ongoing relationship, but expressed skepticism about its sustainability. Gatilov also highlighted the diplomatic hurdles faced by Russian diplomats in Switzerland, particularly in Geneva, citing stricter visa regulations and the requirement to pre-announce diplomatic visits, which he deemed as complicating diplomatic engagements. The debate over Swiss neutrality and foreign policy remains an active one as Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues. Another difficult year for potato farmers in Switzerland. Simon Pfister stands atop a colossal crimson harvesting machine, a behemoth now dormant amidst his Saaland fields, a region in Canton Bern. Every August, Pfister commands this mechanical titan, orchestrating the extraction of seed potatoes from the earth, the very genesis of Swiss table and industrial spuds. Seed potatoes, the vital essence of Swiss potato cultivation, are meticulously liberated from soil and stones during this annual ritual, finding a sanctuary within the front bunker of Pfister's mechanical steed. However, a shadow looms over this year's harvest, as the bunker, once brimming with promise, now languishes with scarcity, a trend observed over the past 3 years. The culprit? Climate change. "The weather has been unkind to us," laments Pfister. "Last year, rain deserted us when we needed it most," end quote. Previous years brought their own challenges, from excess moisture to blistering droughts. The consequence is stark, a shortfall in Swiss seed potato production. A mere 17,000 tons were mustered last year, a stark contrast to the 27,000 tons demanded by SwissM, the Seed Producers Industry Association, a mark comfortably reached in 2018. Yet, meager harvests tell only part of the tale. Seed potatoes must adhere to stringent standards, their tolerance for viruses and bacteria set perilously low. Weather compounds the issue, with excess moisture providing a breeding ground for bacteria, while mild conditions beckon aphids, harbingers of viral doom. Pfister's vigilance is paramount. Diseased potato plants, marked by their telltale discoloration, are culled from the fields by his hand. Yet, when the infestation spreads beyond manageable proportions, certification hangs in the balance, a verdict rendered by Pfister and a field inspector, a judgment that could condemn his harvest to non-seed status. Last year, Pfister bore witness to this cruel decree with his waxy table potato variety Ballerina, rendered unfit for seeding. Left to languish, they found salvation as table potatoes, albeit at a diminished price. A double blow, as the loss of seed jeopardized future harvests, mandating fresh investment in new seed, a cost Pfister could ill afford. Switzerland, reliant on 1,540 hectares of arable land for domestic seed production, grapples with the repercussions. Diminished harvests and condemned fields drive farmers to safer bets, diversifying their crops and leaving the potato fields fallow. Imports, a palliative measure, plug the gap, but the reliance on foreign seeds remains an uncomfortable reality. Despite the uncertainty, Pfister soldiers on, his faith in the potato crop unwavering, buoyed by a purchase guarantee from Saatzucht Düdingen, a seed-breeding cooperative. Yet, even this stalwart supplier faces the specter of dwindling production. In the interim, Joel Grossrieder of Saatzucht Düdingen advocates for immediate solutions, enhanced inspections, and innovative techniques such as straw mulching offer temporary reprieve. However, many believe the long-term solution lies in the cultivation of new potato varieties, tailor-made for the rigors of seed production, research that is already underway, a beacon of hope in an uncertain potato landscape. Thank you for listening to Swiss News in English, your podcast for the latest Swiss news. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.